Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here is our assignment. We're all here on earth to help others. What on earth the others are here for, I don't know. We actually do know the answer to that, don't we? The others are here to help us. The trick in being able to see that consistently is realizing that the help others are giving us more often than not isn't recognized by egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate as help. For example, it has come to my attention that I could be more patient. It is likely the case that neither the people pointing that out to me nor the drivers cutting me off in traffic are viewed by ego as helping me. But when the desire to be more patient is coming from the heart, everything that brings up conditioned impatience is appreciated as a helping hand, showing me, guiding me to be how I choose to be. Today, are some of the ways you've been helped to see ego working against you and the gratitude you feel for all that has helped you to see. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Vanessa from North Carolina.
Well, hello, Vanessa.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
I'm glad to get on. I guess what I just saw is this, we know what's reading the quote was about the difference that it makes when the desire for patience or whatever it is coming from the heart, and how that, just that the whatever the information that's coming in is completely transformed by that. And
Yes.
And Vanessa, it's just an example to me that goes with it is there's an awful tasting medicine,
uh-huh.
And there's what that's like when you don't think it's going to help you, and there's what that's like when you know that this is going to make you feel better.
Uh-huh. Right. And then that whatever it is, that bitterness or whatever, can actually feel good. Can taste
yes,
good.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was sort of looking at this with my daughter and the the conflict, the tension that is between us, and how when I'm coming at it with the desire, to be there for her from the heart, then that tension is actually like a real wake up and a real way to get present, and like be here just right now, drop all the stories about how it should be. And then it's so powerful. Then the experience of being there with her is so powerful, and it's, so loving and accepting. And it's,
There are no bad people, right?
Right.
She's not a bad person for being how she is, and you're not a bad person for being how you are. When we're here, it's just two people working through whatever is going on with them to the best of their ability.
Right.
Now, in that lost in a story, identified with ego, God help you both when you're both identified with ego, right? Because then it's awful. It's hard to even imagine that you love one another.
Right. And interestingly, I have another daughter that I don't even want to say I get along with better, but for whatever reason, there isn't all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I am, even when it's going along very easily, it's easy to be asleep in that. So again,
yes.
I'm still not present, And
that's
so
right.
I need something to sort of wake up in that
well,
way.
Well, and interestingly, with that daughter, Now, I'm not saying she will, but just for those of us, and knowing other people, right? So we could say she's the good daughter. She's the easy daughter. Mm-hmm. And what she gets is ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the difficult daughter gets all of the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing is, to me, really powerful. That what you want is to be present and attentive in difficulty, in adversity, and also when life is going along really easily.
Mm-hmm.
So in the one, we're kind of awake in a challenge, and in the other, we're just awake in gratitude.
Right, right. Yeah. 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 Great.
It's good, huh?
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why the children were invented, actually, because there's nothing like them to assist us to a desire to move beyond the limitations of ego.
Yes,
I mean, that's
that
not
is
true for everybody, but
yes,
for those of us that it is true, we can see it as really, really fortunate.
Yes, yeah, such a gift. Yeah, I'm totally just a whole different level of desire to wake up and
to just be present,
yeah,
right? To just be present, not to be the perfect mother. That's not where we're going, because that just takes us right back down the same old ego rut.
But really to be
awake for it, and actually, not that we do it for this reason, but to model for them.
Uh-huh.
The possibility of being really awake for whatever is arising in egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not that it's not supposed to arise. It is supposed to arise. We don't know that, but it seems that way. And so to model that what I mean by that is processing that. You know, not just telling them how they should be, which is the popular parenting approach, but actually processing with them what you're seeing, how you're changing, how you're using life circumstances to let go of suffering, to be more present, to be more loving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. To show
invite
them, what
them into the workshop.
Possible. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you gals have a good time, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Queenie.
Vanessa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Bye-bye.
That was a really fun conversation, Sherry, that a movement that we can make in recognizing something as a gift, which changes the context from which we approach something. I love the way Vanessa said it, that when it comes from the heart, it is completely transformed.
Yes.
Even though it's the exact same thing. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Are you there? Next caller.
Okay. Let me try someone else. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please?
Hi, Izata here. It was my bag.
Oh, I'm. That's funny to watch. As soon as that starts, it's Izata. I almost said it, but then I thought, I could be wrong about that. Yeah. How are you
doing? Fantastic. I was listening to this thing about that what kids teach people, and instead of going into, and I don't have children and I will never learn that, I started thinking of all the other people who are teaching me and helping me learn amazing stuff. And so
that's exactly
I'm glad
right.
that I
we're,
was able to do this all, change.
Yeah. Yep, we're all children for one another, aren't we?
Yes, and you know, a super fantastic practice success about how people are teaching me stuff, like, and helping me learn. 2 years ago, I remember I was in the stop, drop, and text. I was stop, drop, and texting to a facilitator, and I had just discovered that my accountant had lied to me. And I had screamed at this guy and made an horrible mess, and oh my God, I humiliated him so much. And then I stopped, dropped, and text to the facilitator that I was feeling so guilty about it. And I am so lucky that I changed accountant, and this one lied to me again. And so I could really see how practice has changed me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And wow. So yesterday, isn't it amazing? I don't know. I have a karma with accountants. It's weird, no? So, but it's super cool because this guy was supposed to do a tax thing, and he didn't do it. And he kept saying that he had done it. And yesterday I wrote to him jokingly because I thought he had done it. Well, if you haven't done it, you can admit it. I won't get upset. But I wrote it jokingly just to shake him up. I was sure he had done it. And he replied, well, actually, I haven't done it. Wow. And this might imply a cost, or at least I have to find a new accountant to fix this. But I was so amazed because instead of going ballistic, I was like, oh, wow, that's so interesting. It's the same situation. I was so thankful for practice, you know.
Well, and of course, one of the things that I enjoyed so much about that story is it dropped in to do that. Right?
To write to him.
Yeah, you believed it, but it dropped in to do that, and you did it. And look what was revealed. So there are just so many components to that story. You know, when we follow our intuition, we wind up in better places than we listen to voices that, in this case, would say, "Oh, now you said he did it. Don't write. Come on, you're just being mean. Why are you doing that to him?" Right? But you didn't go those voices route. It dropped in. You did it, and wow, you got some really important information. And on top of that, you get to see the benefits of practice so that you don't have to go crazy and throttle him.
My God, I haven't seen the part that it was life guiding me when I wrote it, because I kept thinking yesterday how cool that I had the idea to write that, and I didn't see it. It was life, like, dropping in the idea. How great.
And so that's that listening for that still small voice, right? It, by the time we get the information, you know, the voices in the head will turn it into, oh, I thought of that. That was a great idea. I'm so glad I had that idea. But actually, that's not what happened at all, right? There was the, it just drops in to do it, and you follow that. Then ego comes in later and says, oh, that was a brilliant idea I had. Well, actually, ego didn't have that idea. It was a brilliant guidance from life.
You know, this is so funny because the moment you were describing the process, that was happening in my brain. Oh, wow, that was a great idea. That's so great that life dropped that in. Oh, wow, you're really becoming more connected to life. That was exactly what was happening in my mind while you were describing it.
Oh, it's good to see, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Take good care of yourself.
I will, and you too.
All right. Good luck with finding that new
bye
account.
Bye. Good. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Jasota. So practical, right, Cherry?
Yeah. Life is very, very practical. It's not that we're tuning into life, we get all these, you know, great esoteric whatever. I mean, yeah, we do. But we also get the, Write that email to that accountant.
All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You're now live on the air.
Thank you.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Janet calling from New Hampshire.
Hey, Janet.
Hi.
How's that road?
You're not going to believe it, but the road is done.
Wow.
It's gorgeous. It's done. It's, yeah.
They've moved on. They've moved on to bring enlightenment to some other household.
I know, right? Yeah, so I was thinking about this. Yesterday something happened and somebody did something, said something that I watched conditioning like jump right in, like, no, she is being so unfair. This is not right. And it was great to watch that and then just be in the space of, this was so perfect because there was a belief that everything has to be a certain way. And
yes, the way conditioning
says it
should be.
She just showed that to me, that she did that. And it was like, oh, my God, no, everything doesn't have to be a certain way. And thank you so much. It was like such a different, you know, just like a, what do you call it, 360?
Yeah. A 180?
180, yeah.
Yeah.
Just totally different. And it was like, oh, thank you so much for reminding me, because that's what seems to be up a lot right now, is this whole idea and remembrance of nothing is as, we just don't know.
We just don't know. Yep. We just
and something that was in going on as, of course it's going to be the way it is, and it has to be the way it is, and this is, you know, and it was, even the story was starting up about, oh, this is just going to be the way it is, and then when she, you know, forever and ever, you know, like conditioning will go all out, like, this is never going to change, and now this is going to turn into something awful, and then as soon as it was like, no, this isn't even going to be happening anymore, it's like, what? What do you mean this isn't going to be happening anymore? And then it's like, oh, great, that's right. Everything changes. Everything shifts.
And it's so great, isn't it, that we're shocked in that way. When we're present, it's great when we're shocked in that way, right? If we're not here, then ego just seamlessly slides in there, makes meaning out of that, turns it into another direction of what you did wrong or what's wrong with life or how you're always going to suffer. But when you're there and you see the whole thing, it's like being on retreat, and there's some kind of an exercise that we do, and this is the power of this kind of work, right? Because conditioned mind doesn't know what's going to happen, can't predict it. And so you're there, and you get to see something that you're never allowed to see out there in the rest of life, right? So that's exactly what happened. It was like a little mini workshop, little exercise, where it all played out in front of you, and because you were there, you saw what conditioned mind would do, you saw how unnecessary that was, and you got to this much deeper reminder of, we don't know, we're making it, ego is making it up. All those stories, those are imaginary.
Yeah, and I want to say that it snowballed. So from there, I went on to something else, and it was like that whole transition and everything that had happened just followed me for the rest of the day. And
You mean the expanded awareness?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And how what had happened to me, and that seeing and that remembering, just got transferred into everything I did after that, and everybody I met up after that. And it was like it just blossomed. I don't know how quite to say it.
Uh-huh. Well, there's that feeling of slipping into kind of an altered state, right? And of course, what we would suspect is that altered state that you were in is called really here.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And it's just so easy and joyful, and
So I want to tell you this. I want to tell everybody this. And I'll forget, but you've given me the perfect opening. So in meditation this morning, what dropped in, you know how for years in practice we've had that thing about accept, embrace, let go?
Uh-huh.
And when you really start looking at that, it's not possible to tell which one comes first. They're slightly different. It's kind of like Bodhidharma and Sangha. You know, you can't have one without the other. And so what came this morning was this little formula. Okay, say thank you, which is live in thank you, live in gratitude, no self hate, and trust the process. And that's the way out of the land of suffering. So and what you did exemplifies that, or is a clear picture of it, and especially the going on into the day, right? So there's that trusting the process. Everything that's happening is here to benefit me. Okay, I'm grateful for that. I'm right here in present in gratitude. And there's no self-hate. Self-hate is just not on the table. It's just not an option, because this is a workshop. I'm in this workshop for me. Yeah?
Yeah.
And we can have those in any order. As long as we have all of them, suffering is not possible.
I love that. And I love that in relation to the undulation that we're looking at, and that just that it's the same thing that you're saying, is
yes,
that trusting, that stepping back and just
yes,
watching the
yes,
the flow of it.
Yes, trusting the process, living in gratitude, and no self-hate, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then life just moves along in a perfect way to give us exactly what we need in every moment. Write that email to the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Type, 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 type. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all
that's
right.
So good.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm glad I brought that up so you could say that.
Me too, because otherwise, you know, the pressure builds and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Thanks. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Janet.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Janet. And Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so let's go straight to them. Here we
All
go.
All right, thank you.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Ladima.
Hey, Ladima.
Hey. I just have a quick something, and that is I was noticing as I was sitting here not in the queue that this ego says, or the thought comes, gosh, won't it be nice in the new year when I don't have to make time for this, when I don't have to block out this time every day on my calendar for lunch? And like, you know, immediately another thought, you know, the wisdom life says, well, now who would say that? That just sounds like something ego would say. Because the truth is that these calls have been so incredibly good for me, and that it's just been an amazing thing to do, to stop every day at lunch. And it's not been a burden. It's been a gift. So, but that's so exemplary of the type of messages I get bombarded with from ego all day long.
Yes.
About
and
how much of a chore things are.
And I would guess that the really, really good news that you're enjoying is you're right there watching it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So it really, it has no, not only does it have no power over you, but it's a source of enlightenment. Right? So it comes in and says that. If you weren't there, there would just be, ego would say to ego, oh, she's so glad in the new year you don't have to do this. Ego would say, oh, God, I know. And, you know, and that's what would kind of settle into the cells of the body.
Right.
But you were there. You were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? And then
yes,
the,
hallelujah.
I'm going to say, Yeah, I'm going to say the mentor comes in and goes, what? Who would, you know, God, that sounds like ego, doesn't it? And then you're there essentially saying, yeah, because I don't feel that way. And then you go off into a, because this has been great. I've loved it. I'm so much more aware. I'm happier. I eat lunch every day with nice people. Yeah. So it's perfect, isn't it?
It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It is.
And no self-hate. There was a time, because we can all relate to what you just said, there was a time when that voice would come in and say that, and then if you did catch on, the self-hate would follow up. Why didn't you just quit? I mean, you clearly not cut out for this. You're not even grateful. You can't even see that you were there.
Right.
So none of that happened.
Right. You don't even do the practice every day. So
right.
You can't even get the exercise done. So you shouldn't be calling in anyway.
That's right. And we see it all, and
yeah.
Increasingly. You know, it has nothing to do with me. It's just a program. God, I'm glad I don't live there anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just hearing over and over and over again, and it's like it takes that level of repetition, I guess, to really sometimes for things to finally break through. And hearing over and over again, about it's not ego. It's not you that wants to do that. It's ego that wants that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and now
it's happened enough that you have that disidentification, you have that distance, you're there, you're there in awareness, and you know, not intellectually, but in a felt sense way that you are the awareness that's watching that.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much.
Hallelujah. All right.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. It's like a minor miracle.
It is, or a major. A major.
Yes, exactly.
I would say we're living in a major miracle.
Yeah. To be able to see those subtle, little subtle things that normally we didn't ever even know even exist, you know, just happened.
That's right.
We wouldn't see them, but
that's right. They would control us and keep us in suffering. So that hallelujah is for a pretty darn big miracle, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Thanks, Ladima.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Esmoni. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Ladima. You know, Sherry, what dropped in is something that I was looking at this morning about getting to that place of paying attention where we can see the thought. Like, okay, well, you know, I wouldn't have to block this out and realize that it's a thought. And if the self-hate isn't there, which is the thought about how can you have that thought, then it's just a thought and it has nothing to do with me, right? It's just a thought.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I'm not going to block out my hour or half an hour at lunch to listen to this. And that's where it bamboozles us, is that to have the thought implies that action of the consequence.
Yeah.
And we, with practice and paying attention, we recognize that the thought does not necessarily have to get translated into a thought behavior.
Yes. Yes, well, what you started out with is the essential piece of it, getting it that those thoughts are just going along. I'm not thinking them.
Yes.
I'm not doing that. Right? They're just going through. If you were watching TV and believing that you were causing those people to say those things, you know, somebody's going to drop a net over you. But because we're so conditioned to believe that's how it works, we are willing to take responsibility for everything that passes through our head. And getting to that place, as you're saying, where you realize, that's not me.
Right. Well, and that awareness that the thought that I am thinking these things is also simply a thought.
Yes.
About which is the me thinking. And then having that disidentified awareness that there is the thought, there is the ownership of the thought, which is also a thought.
Yeah.
And neither of those have anything to do with awareness or anything to do with what will happen
to the 30-minute lunch hour. It's just truly
right.
liberating.
Yeah. 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 But when we get that, then we can just go, okay, whatever, and come back to the breath and let
yeah.
the shoulders drop and look around and see how beautiful life is. Then we can say thank you, no self-hate, and trust the process.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's our assignment for today. No one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of anyone else. What if lightening our own burden, working out our own salvation diligently, is enough to prove our worth? Following the path of our own practice of awareness, we realize that as our burdens are lightened, choosing this here now rather than the something wrong, not enough of ego, we choose to offer assistance whenever and wherever we can. We want to be kind and helpful. Today, notice how often your first impulse is one of caring. Record and listen.
Well, that's subtle. So everybody's got to look carefully, right? Right before the voices that started in about what's wrong with you. There was caring.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody.